This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Blue Friday.
Yes. And Taryn is jumping all by herself over there.
But I'm holding Danny's coffee mug.
Oh, like in honor of Danny?
Pour one out for the homie.
And speaking of Danny, got to check out our social media pages at Daily Migs, Daily Without an I, and see how him and his daughter Lily just did it up for Halloween. They both look fantastic, and the pictures are on our social media pages.
Oh, so good.
Really good.
They did Beetlejuice and Lydia for all the Beetlejuice fans out there.
Let's get to Susan from Graham. Susan, are you there?
I am.
Susan, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday?
I was. I'm kind of drawing a blank right now, but I'm hoping when you ask the questions, it'll come back to me.
I hope so, too. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
I hope you don't remember.
Wow.
Hey, I have a 2-0 record so far, Steve.
Ooh. She has a 2-0 record.
But I really hope you don't remember then.
Let's go, Suzanne. Let's make it three. All right, for those playing at home, Suzanne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
Daylight saving time always lands on what day of the week?
Saturday.
No.
Sunday.
Correct. What kind of alcohol is in a mojito?
Tequila?
No.
Vodka?
No.
Rum?
Yes. What Dodgers player recently was named the World Series MVP?
Freddie Freeman.
You know it. What force occurs when solid surfaces rub against each other with opposing motion?
Friction?
Yes. What is the name of Negan's bat on The Walking Dead?
Lucille.
Yes. Montgomery is the capital of what U.S. state?
Alabama.
Correct. With the number being more than 20, how many times was Julius Caesar stabbed when he died?
25.
No.
30.
No.
35.
No. What Disney film is Gaston from?
Oh my gosh. Beauty and the Beast?
Yes. What band had the hit song Here Comes the Sun?
Oh, pass.
Suzanne, that cheat sheet came in handy because you got 7 correct.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
That's right, my girl.
Friday, mother effing Friday.
I'm so glad you bleeped yourself with that. I was a little nervous.
Of course.
Woo, I think Suzanne's going to be 3-0.
This is awesome.
I'm feeling good.
Son of a...
Steve, are you ready?
Ah,
yes.
Daylight savings time always lands on what day of the week?
Sunday.
Correct. What kind of alcohol is in a mojito?
Rum.
Yes. What Dodgers player recently was named the World Series MVP?
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Didn't know him until this happened.
Me either. What force occurs when solid surfaces rub against each other with opposing motion?
What, huh?
What force occurs?
Magnetism?
No.
Avoidance?
No.
Compound fracture?
No. What is the name of Negan's bat on The Walking Dead?
Lucille.
Correct. Montgomery is the capital of what U.S. state?
Georgia.
No.
Louisiana.
No.
Alabama.
Yes. With the number being more than 20, how many times was Julius Caesar stabbed when he died?
Let's go 27.
No.
69.
Nice, but no.
21.
No. What Disney film is Gaston from?
Crap. I know Taylor's watched this. It's Sleeping Beauty.
No.
Oh, crap. Smokey-O.
No. What is Smokey-O?
I don't know. I can't think of it. Ah.
Oh, Steve.
I can see him, too. I know. I can draw him. I can't think of the movie.
Wow. And you got 5 correct. No. That is a loss, 7-5. Let's go, Suzanne.
That's great.
Woo. Woo.
Friday.
Mother effing Friday. Wow, 3-0.
Is she your new arch nemesis?
She might be.
I think so. And if you were listening to the cheat sheet, you would have known that force occurs when a solid surfaces rub against each other with opposing motions called friction.
Friction.
Don't act like...
No, while you were saying it, it popped in my head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. When you said it that way, it made more sense.
Yes, and Gaston, she also knew, is from Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, okay.
You would kind of, you know, dance all... You named all the other ones. And with the number being more than 20, how many times was Julius Caesar stabbed when he died? I thought people would just do 21, 22, and the answer was 23.
Oh, I overthought it.
Yeah, so did she. Also, that's a lot of times.
Yes.
That's a little overkill.
I just got to make sure he's dead.
I guess so. Jeez. Oh, and then one that you did not get to. What band had the hit song, Here Comes the Sun?
The Beatles.
Correct. Well, you still wouldn't have won, so sorry.
Ooh. Have you ever celebrated in the streets after your team won a championship?
I think Suzanne is doing that right now. Yeah. No, I kind of wish I would have been in Seattle when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. We had a big party at my house, and we celebrated like crazy, of course, but like that would have been cool. I saw all the footage of people just spilling onto the streets over by, like, you know, SoDo area. That would have been a lot of fun. Well, minus the, like, the setting things on fire part.
Yeah. An L.A. Dodgers fan ended up blowing his hand off with a firework while celebrating their World Series win, and that was not the only crazy thing that happened. You're going to hear all about it after Scorpions.
The Daily Migs Show.
Following the Dodgers World Series win, some violent celebrations began in downtown L.A. It
Shocking.
Was crazy how quickly things got out of hand. Looting, property destruction, a Metro bus was set on fire.
That was the one that blew my mind. I'm like, you just set a bus on fire.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that footage. The fire was so big, it looked like a whole building was on fire.
And the fireworks were being set off in some situations on the freeway. Like, it's crazy how people just have fireworks just handy for any situation.
Well, businesses got looted, including Nike and Foot Locker. The crowd was very hostile, and we have a news report that details some of the craziness.
Take a look at this. A party in the street right now outside Dodger Stadium. Hundreds of fans gathering there at Sunset Boulevard near Vin Scully Avenue in Echo Park, forming, I guess that's a conga line, really. This is right by the large...
Okay, we've gone too far. We have conga lines outside.
Everybody calm down.
Call the cops. I also saw there was people line dancing as well. I'm like, okay, that's the celebration that I want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Conga lines, line dancing, fireworks, fine too. I don't want to set anything on fire. Here's Mark.
Memorial to Fernando Valenzuela. Another party in the streets of East Los Angeles where thousands flooded into local neighborhood streets to celebrate the Dodgers' World Series win. Air 7 capturing many instances of street takeovers, cars spinning out in these crowded intersections. This is dangerous. We saw.
It's like, stop doing this. Stop spinning your car around other human beings.
We saw it happening over and over again. Lots of fireworks being shot off as well.
The fireworks was crazy.
It was certainly crazy, especially for one person who appeared to have blown off their hand.
Now, to set up, I know, Taryn, you've seen the video. I saw the video. It was just I don't ever want to watch it again. Sarah, have you seen the video?
No.
It's, I mean, because the dude's wearing a white Dodgers jersey and then all of a sudden white shoes. And man, it's just, it looked like a Halloween costume by the time he was done, like blood splattered everywhere.
I do not recommend watching
it. This guy, like, what a dumbass. He's got what seems to be a large explosive and he's trying to set it off with his hand, and it's in his hand like a Roman candle. Instead of putting it on the ground, a lot of people are like, you probably would have saved your hand if you had just set it off on the ground. But no, he's trying to set it off, I think, on his hand and then throw it. And that didn't happen. But I'm going to play you the audio.
Oh, gosh.
Because I want to see if you guys also notice just how stupid this is, just based on the audio alone. I mean, obviously, setting off the firework in your hand is stupid. But this goes even, this is a goes down a different road here.
Don't blow that s*** in my face. Bro, call the 911 right now. Hurry up before he bleed out. Hurry up. Call 911.
Did you guys notice anything weird about that part?
Yes.
What did you notice that I didn't notice?
He's literally on his phone recording.
Oh, thank you.
He's could have called 911 himself.
He's yelling at other people to call 911. If only he had some kind of apparatus that also films things that will make a phone call.
Oh, well, you know, someone's going to have proof, you know?
Put the phone, turn off the video and call 911 if you're that worried.
Oh,
that
boy.
Part just, I mean, poor choice of words, but that blew my mind.
Yeah,
bro,
that's pretty
call
bad.
The 911 right now. Hurry up before he bleed out. Hurry up. Call 911.
I can't do it because I want to get famous on TikTok.
But y'all got to help.
Yeah. And I mean, and then at one point, like, sit down so you don't pass out. I mean, the video's just gnarly, dude.
Yeah, I would stay away from it if you're a queasy person.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Six people ended up being arrested for looting after they broke into the Nike store downtown, and there were other arrests made for failure to disperse and possession of stolen property.
People lose their minds when their team wins a championship, and then today is, I think, the actual World Series parade. If I'm correct, I believe it's today, or maybe it's not today. It's in a few days, but it's going to be happening pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, that was the only celebration I did with our. After the Hawks won the Super Bowl was the parade. That was awesome. But, you know, it's always those nighttime celebrations that get a little...
I almost lost my hand in that celebration because my hand was frozen.
It was very cold.
That was like one of the coldest days. And, of course, that's the day where we get to celebrate the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl. It was like, it was an abnormally cold day. I mean, great, yes, it's in February, but it was still, like, super cold for even a typical Washington weather.
Well, and being within all of the big, tall buildings downtown, there's no sunlight. Even, like that was going to thaw you out anyway, but it was just freezing.
That is one thing, though, I do really regret not going to that. I didn't realize how special and maybe rare it would be when I was, like, 10 whatever years ago. And now I'm like, wow. I wish I went there.
The moment our show was done, I remember just hightailing straight downtown, walking down there and just being like, it was just such an experience. It was so much fun to be around other Seahawks fans. Oh. But that freezing cold definitely, it toned things down. Maybe things would have been a little crazier if people were a little warmer.
Maybe if Marshawn would have shared that fireball with everyone.
That was still one of the best parts. He's just on one of those ride the ducks and he's just crushing fireball, handing it to fans as well.
Oasis has reunited. They're touring, but they're already canceling about 50,000 tickets purchased for their reunion tour. But it is for a good reason. This, of course, still leads to people sharing their opinions about the band on social media. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Oasis is canceling about 50,000 tickets for their reunion tour that were being resold on secondary sites.
It's funny, once I saw the headline, I saw Oasis cancel, I thought they canceled the tour. I'm like, wow, that was a lot quicker than I thought. I think they've only done a couple of shows, and they're already done. Not surprised, but then I was happy to hear that that's not the case.
I was very happy to see that they're trying to combat all the price gouging issues with websites like StubHub and that nature.
Good luck.
Tickets on these sites were priced as high as $7,300. And this violates the band's terms for fair ticket distribution. So the plan is that all these canceled tickets are going to be relisted at face value on Ticketmaster, and then refunds will be available to any fan who believes that their tickets were mistakenly voided.
This sounds like a nightmare, because I mean, if you sold them, like, who gets the refund would then go to the person who originally bought them, right?
I would think that's the case.
So then you're hoping that that person's then going to refund you the $7,000 that you spent to get that ticket?
It sounds very chaotic.
Wow.
So Oasis, they took this stance, and a lot of fans are being very supportive. But others, of course, saw this as an opportunity to take shots at the band. So we are going to go straight to the comments.
Found a few of those comments. We sent them to our production director, Jason, and just said, hey, reenact them however you'd like. And pick the ones that really illustrate how ridiculous people get on social media and how worked up people get sometimes over dumb stuff. Now, obviously, getting screwed out of money is not a dumb thing, but I think people get worked up over just the band existing. Mm-hmm. And so let's go straight to the comments. You ready for the first one?
Let's go.
All right.
50,000, that's a lot of morons who are paying to see a bad Beatles cover band.
That sounded like a really bad Beatles impression as well.
We're going to have him workshop that a little bit.
I still contend I'd rather go see, I would rather listen to the music of Oasis than the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, I disagree with you, but I like both. I like both.
I don't hate the Beatles. There's never been a time in my life where I'm like, I need to listen to the Beatles.
Oh, there's been many times in my life I felt that way, Steve.
Was it because of heartbreak?
Yes.
And sadness? All right, here's our next comment.
Who cares? They'll break up before they play their first show anyway.
I think they've already done a show. Have they done Wembley?
Oh, I don't know.
I could have sworn that they've already done it, but maybe I'm wrong. I thought for sure that they already did like at least one show, but maybe they haven't yet.
I mean, I would be stoked to see them. I never saw them back in the day.
I don't think they have.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, I think they're starting next year.
Well, we have plenty to look forward to then.
Yes.
This is no fun anymore. Shows, the prices, the cancellations, etc. Reading all these comments and complaints just make me want to stay home.
Okay, you should do that.
Was that person hoping that there was going to be like a thread of comments with words of encouragement and why you need to leave your house and go see a concert?
That's like, wild.
What a strange comment. People get weird on social media, man.
The internet is an endless source of entertainment, and it's usually in the comment section.
It reminds me that there are just some people that are a little off their rocker.
Yes.
All right, we got one more comment about Oasis.
Here's my favorite, when you involve lyrics.
Okay, that was clearly Jason's real voice, so we know it's going to be a good one.
I hope the scalpers don't look back in anger.
I like it. That was a good dad joke.
Now, Sarah, you're not much of an Oasis fan.
No.
Do you think if we play, like, if we find one song by the band, like if we each picked one song and we play a little bit of it, that maybe you could change your mind? Because I still contend, like, I know some people don't like Oasis. I still think they had, those first two records had so many great songs.
Yes.
I will be open-minded.
Okay. You want me to start things off? I'll pick one song.
Okay.
So this one, I would say, is easily my favorite Oasis song. I think it's from their first record. I could be wrong. Oasis fans, don't get mad at me. But this would be the one if I was like, I was trying to win over somebody. And it's not Wonderwall. It's not Don't Look Back in Anger, so we don't piss off Jason, our production director. But I feel like this one might be able to help win you over as a fan.
Okay.
She's singing about alcohol, too.
Yeah, it kind of sounds a little, I don't know, sexy, kind of. It's Sounds a little sexy.
It's got like a swagger to it.
Yeah.
Grungy.
Nice
vibe.
Nod to, well, I know I didn't do this to make a nod to Seattle, but it's called Supersonic.
Oh. He sounds very, like, also kind of whiny, though.
Super whiny.
Like a little whiny bitch.
Oh, wow.
Like, this is something I feel like if Danny was here, he would listen to. He likes the nasal whine.
I don't think Danny would be vibing on this, though.
No, Danny would be crapping all over this.
No, but, like, his voice.
All right, here comes the chorus.
It's all right.
Maybe I should have stopped while I was ahead. And just like the beginning part, I felt like you were feeling it. And then the longer it went, the more you hated it.
Yeah, and the chorus really didn't do much for
Damn
me at all.
Son of a bitch. Okay, I'm out. All right, you got one too?
Morning Glory. What's the story, Morning Glory?
Oh, no. No, Steve's was better. Taryn.
You didn't even give me a chance.
Let me know when it gets better. No. Oh, she's loving this. Oh my, she's dancing.
She's doing the finger point dance as well.
Well, that's my really cool move. It's the only one I have.
Confirmed, if they ever come here, I'm not going to go with you guys.
We didn't invite you anyway, Sarah.
Oh, my favorite text. Who the hell is spending $7,000 on flipping Oasis? There's not a single band. No. And I love a lot of bands. But unless you were bringing Kurt Cobain back from the dead, and then they were playing, I maybe would drop $7,000 to see Nirvana. But that's about it.
But if you had like... FU money?
True.
Why not?
That's a good point.
I mean, not with Oasis ever, but...
Well, speaking of music, a classic Christmas song was just redone, and of course it's all thanks to artificial intelligence. And the singer of the original is actually totally cool with it. It is wild to hear how good it is, and we're going to tell you all about it during What's Trending after Def Leppard. Rockaholics, we know you're getting your day started after a wild Halloween night last night, and as you wake up and try to sift through the world of pop culture, it can be a bit overwhelming. So we're here to catch you up and tell you what's trending.
Promise we are. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
Halloween is in the rearview mirror, and that means it is time for Christmas.
Okay, we're just skipping Thanksgiving.
One of the biggest Christmas songs of all time is Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and it has been featured in so many movies and things of that nature over the years, but you can now hear it in Spanish thanks to artificial intelligence. She signed off on this, and they were able to replicate her vocals flawlessly.
That's the part that I thought was kind of interesting. It's like we've seen millions of different AI versions of whatever, but typically... either the person's no longer around or they're just like, yeah, I'm not going to endorse this. But she's totally on board because she can't sing that way anymore.
No.
Because she's a lot older, and apparently she sang this when she was 13 years old.
That shocked me. All these years later, we have an AI Spanish version of the song. Quiero bailar y junto a ti disfrutar la vida.
Tantos regalos por abrir las estrellas. I'd rather hear this version. I'm not a fan of this song. Do you like this song? I mean, not this version, but just Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, it just brings me such a good mood. It makes me so jolly. I love Christmas.
I love this song, too. It always reminds me of Home Alone because it's featured in that movie.
Yes.
And that's the best.
I agree.
All right, let's talk about slang terms that are by the youngins, because I thought this was a very interesting story, and it's from this website called The Unscrambler. They used Google Trends to put together a list of the most searched slang in 2024, and I feel like maybe we're just not hip. I don't think we know some of these words. They're all from social media. They're from online shows, video games, memes, and also some chats. So do you know what the number one slang term that's being used by kids these days is?
Sigma. Is it Sigma?
Sigma's up there. It's not number one. It's number two, actually. Number one, what do you think, Sarah?
I thought it was going to be Sigma, too.
No, it's Demure.
What, the Sigma?
Oh, you're so cutesy.
Apparently, there's some woman that like did the whole... I don't know if you remember. Like, she did that like, whole meme talking about how like she's very demure. She's modest. She's cute. Not over the top. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned Sigma, and we still haven't figured out what Sigma means. I know Danny's daughter, Lily, uses it. And somebody on TikTok, for once we have TikTok helping us be educated, there's a math teacher by the name of Matthew Lindsay. And I thought this was actually a really great job of him explaining it to people like you and I who just, anytime trying, I'm just like, I don't get what the hell Sigma means. And here he is explaining it to us.
What the Sigma? What does it mean and why are kids saying it? Mr. Lindsay back to define yet another phrase that our kids are saying and why. Now, this one's been on a bit of an evolution the last couple of months, so hang with me. Now, there's this group of people who have this hierarchy for males. There's Alpha and there's Sigma. So they have the Alpha, which is like the most successful, the best looking. And then they have Sigma, which is like the same thing as an Alpha, but humbler.
Oh, like me.
Oh.
Very humble.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, am I an Omega then? It's just like nasty.
Now, that's the original intent of the word. Now, middle schoolers, high schoolers, they aren't really using it in that way. Now, if a middle schooler or high schooler is calling themselves or something Sigma, it means that they think that it's the best. Like, if a kid's wearing glasses, they're like, oh, do these pit vipers make me look Sigma? And their buddy's like, yeah, he's so Sigma.
What the hell is a pit viper?
I don't know.
Those are sunglasses.
Thanks. Oh. Are they the ones that, like, you know, like the wraparound ones? Like, they kind of have, like, a mirror-like?
Yes, and they're, like, super thick. My husband loves them, and I think everybody looks like a bad word.
Okay.
Like, oh, just, you don't like them?
No! They make everyone just look like, yeah, I'm too cool for school, yo.
I feel like you could get, like, a billion different versions of those at gas stations.
Definitely.
But now we have what the Sigma, and kids are just saying it any chance they get in the classrooms. Where did this come from, and why are they saying this one? Like almost everything that they are saying, guess what? It's a meme. It started trending back at the beginning of April. It's this animation of Squidward and SpongeBob, and they're watching like somebody make an ice cream cone. And at some point, Squidward just goes, what the Sigma? And then SpongeBob goes, what the Sigma?
So it just means nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Wow.
I don't think I can exist in this world anymore.
And it's from SpongeBob?
Yeah, yeah. All the SpongeBob memes.
Wow. I didn't know the kids still, like, watch SpongeBob.
I don't know if they even watch it. I think it's just they see the meme and they just use it. I think there's a lot of people out there that are using, like, SpongeBob memes. I have no idea that it's from a cartoon.
Mm. Wow, this is, like, disappointing.
Can I test Sarah on something?
Oh, no.
Because I learned a new slang term.
Okay.
From my cousin's daughter, who's 10. And I know Sarah's always trying to, like, be youthful.
I'm trying.
Sarah, do you know what the slang Ohio means?
Ohio?
Would you like me to use it in a sentence?
Please.
Man, did you see Steve Miggs this morning? He was walking around without shoes on all throughout the studio. He's so Ohio.
Ooh, like a rebel?
No.
Like a loser?
Like cringe. He's so weird. He's so strange. He's so Ohio.
So are people from Ohio weird?
Apparently.
Did SpongeBob say this once?
No.
So Ohio is now an insult.
It means like cringe, weird, strange, off.
Those poor people that live in Ohio.
Right?
That's terrible. Yeah.
I mean, maybe people in Cleveland, but like the fine folks of Columbus, Ohio don't deserve that kind of treatment.
They sure don't.
Weird. But
Steve is very Ohio. And if you'd like a shot at beating him, we would love to hear from you because he's got a record in Beat Migs of 305 wins, 91 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.